Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's Ramadan, and every day this holy month, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Muslim Students Association is holding iftar dinners at sunset for people breaking their daily fasts. We stopped by to talk to students about marking Ramadan while also mourning for the people in Gaza and navigating tensions on campus.
My name is Abdurrahman Sharif. I'm a fourth-year student in electrical engineering and computer science, and I'm the Ramadan chair for the MSA this year. So we're in the student center, the second floor, called Labdel. The student center is the heart of campus, and this is one of the few spaces that is large enough to hold this capacity of Muslim students on campus. It's great because we have a lot of room inside for people to sit down and eat, as well as an open area to pray. We have two sides for the brothers and sisters as well. You have to plan iftars for every single day of the whole month. And all of this is a student-led effort.
Welcome, how are you doing?
Thank you very much.
My name is Anas Chantouf. I am a senior. I study math and AI. We try to like diversify in terms of like food. So we get like different cuisines, basically. Today we are getting Senegalese food. We're having some chebujib with, classic salad. And we also have a variety of other like Senegalese options. Do you like veggies? No?
So my name is Layal Barakat. I'm a first-year master's student in the Mechanical Engineering Department, and I am the co-vice president of the Muslim Students Association, or the MSA. I'm Palestinian. I guess it goes without saying that I'm thinking of the people of Palestine right now. Everyone has lost someone in Gaza, so it's like a painful time. The people in the north especially have, in a sense, been fasting this whole time. They haven't really been eating. Many people are only eating one meal a day. You know, I get to enjoy this food. I get to enjoy this company. But the people of Palestine don't necessarily get to do that. I'm wearing a kufiya right now, which is a traditional Palestinian scarf. So there were situations like where I didn't necessarily, you know, maybe feel comfortable wearing it. But any danger I may face here is nothing compared to what the people of Palestine are suffering. So, like, I'll wear my kufiya. I'll be in solidarity with my people. A side comment or a weird look or, you know, none of that really matters in the grand scheme of things.
Yes, to see you. Good to see you as well.
My name is Issa Liggins. I'm president of the Muslim Studio Association. This year for me, I'm praying for strength. Ever since the whole like Israel-Palestine thing started kind of popping off on campus, I've had a lot of trust issues with the administration. It feels a lot of the time that I'm not in their best interest necessarily. And it hurts. It hurts. Yeah, it does. Although I'm not Palestinian, you know, being Muslim, we're encouraged to look out for each other like we're our own. When it comes to the prayers and when it comes to the community that we're having with each other, like, it just makes it so much more important just to have a space like this where people can be together. Dealing with it by yourself is very difficult. So having a community like this is extra, extra important as well.
Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan and is expected to fall on or near April 10th. Our audio postcard was produced by WBUR's Lainey Ruxtel.